Exhausted.
And besides that, exhausted or something that might mean the same thing.
I've heard it said of small children when they've been playing all day and they get through that they're all tuckered out.
Tuckered out, yeah. Worn out?
Yeah, worn out.
Pooped?
Yeah, pooped.
Shot?
Shot.
There are a lot of good ones for that. Destroyed?
Yes.
Ruined, done again.
Ruined with a T.
Yeah, right. Say, if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say something like, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it?
He got sick.
Or say this expression, if you were going somewhere and you weren't in any particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there
sooner or later.
Ever heard anybody use the expression by and by to mean that? We'll get there by and by.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Say somebody who got, you know, overheated and then chilled and his eyes started watering and his nose running. You'd say he's
got a cold.
Or if it affected his voice, you know, say, I'm just a little bit
hoarse.
And if I do that, I've got
a cold, sore throat, a cough.
Or I might say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
be wide awake.
Or talking about another person who's still sleeping, you might say, well, you better go
wake him up.
Say if I wanted to send you to somebody else with a package or something like this, I might ask you, well, would you please this to so-and-so?
Take this.
And the past of that would be?
I took it.
And I have
taken it.
And somebody who just about can't hear anything at all, you say he's stoned.
Deaf.
And when you get out in the hot sun and start working, it's not long before you begin to
sweat.
Think besides that?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear anybody say perspire?
No, you always sweat.
Yeah.
In South Georgia in the summer, you sweat.
Do genteel ladies ever say sweat? Little old ladies with blue hair.
Speaking of little old ladies with blue hair, that's one thing my mother always wanted was a blue rinse on her hair. And now they're out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think little old genteel ladies sweat.
Well,
at most they might perspire or get a little warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found out a distinction when I was in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. Lady told me that horses sweat, men perspired, and ladies glistened. So, you know,
it
might inform some of the UDC stalwarts that ever comes up. Sometimes these places, some people get on their skin. They usually have a little kind of white dot in the middle and kind of red around that. You have to mash them, you know, get that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
That's a hickey.
A hickey.
Or a pimple.
Anything besides that that you might have heard called hickey, pimple? What do you say you do to water when you bring it to its...
A boil.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can be boils.
Yeah, and that stuff that I was talking about, the white stuff.
It's pus.
Yeah. Or say if somebody got a bit on the finger by a bee, you'd say it began to...
To swell.
Past of that yesterday
it swelled
and
it's been swollen. It swelled.
Yeah. Oh, these blisters that some people get on the hand.